We've got your question there, and inshallah we'll try to tackle that. Barakallahu feek. Okay, we've got a question from Sister Saba from Canada, Sheikh. She says, I've got a stepsister, or should we say a half-sister. She said that she's a Shia. She got married to a Shia. And she's a practicing Shia. She's a widow now. She's quite poor. I want to give money to her, sadaqah to her, for her maintenance. I've been told that I'm not allowed to give her money because she's a Shia. What's the ruling on this, Sheikh?
List number one, skip the first part, which is that she was married to a Shia because now she's a widow.
Mm-hmm.
What does she believe in right now? Mm-hmm. What is she practicing? Many people of those who say I'm a Shia doesn't know even what is the difference between Shia and Sunnah. They have practice. So if I have somebody who opposes the companions of the Prophet ﷺ or curses any of them, I'm not going to give him any charity because this is the mandatory charity, which is al-zakah, only for 8 categories. They all must be Muslims. Or al-mu'allafati qulubuhum, and it's not available anymore.
Okay.
So, al-zakah, which is the mandatory sadaqah, to be paid only to Muslims. The charity, which is voluntary, we said you may give it to non-Muslims as a means of help and encouraging them and assisting them, and you will be rewarded for that. But if you are addressing al-zakah, which is mandatory, sadaqatul fard, is to be paid only to Muslims. If you happen to have a sister who is poor and eligible because she's a faqir, then you may pay the zakah to your sister. But if she's a Muslimah, if she's not a Muslimah, can I help her out? Yes, you may, but from the voluntary charity, not from the zakah, which is due only for Muslims.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.